This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a three-day visit to France starting Monday. During the visit, Mr. Modi will co-chair Artificial Intelligence Summit alongside French President Emmanuel Macron in Paris. This was informed by Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri in New Delhi today. He said the Prime Minister will also visit US on 12th and 13th of this month to hold bilateral meeting with the US President Donald Trump.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be visiting France from 10th to 12th February 2025. This visit is on the occasion of the organization of the Artificial Intelligence Summit, the AI Action Summit that France is organizing. And Prime Minister will co-chair this AI Action Summit alongside President Macron of France.
The Anti-Corruption Bureau, ACB, today reached Aam Aadmi Party National Convener Arvind Kejriwal's residence in the national capital to probe his allegation that his party candidates in the Delhi Assembly polls are being offered 15 crore rupees by the BJP. However, the ACB team was denied entry. Meanwhile, AAP leader Sanjay Singh has filed a complaint with the ACB in the matter. Talking to media, he claimed that he has provided evidence to the ACB. He accused the BJP of luring its candidates in the Delhi Assembly polls. On the other hand, Delhi BJP President Virendra Sachdeva dismissed AAP's allegations, terming them baseless. The Lok Sabha today took up discussion on the General Budget 2025-26. Participating in the discussion, Rao Rajendra Singh of BJP lauded the Union Budget, saying it has taken care of the interests of the poor, farmers and women. He said the government has focused on the well-being of farmers and taken several initiatives in this direction. Shifal Singh of Samajwadi Party criticised the Union Budget, saying that farmers are not getting appropriate prices for their produce in the country. Earlier, initiating the discussion, Dharamveer Gandhi of Congress alleged that the Union Budget has failed to address the agrarian challenges being faced by the country. India has achieved a historic milestone by surpassing 100 gigawatt of installed solar power capacity, reinforcing its position as a global leader in renewable energy. The Ministry of New and Renewable Energy, Prahlad Joshi, said in a statement that this achievement is a testament to the nation's commitment to a cleaner and greener future. It marks a significant step towards realizing the ambitious target of 500 gigawatt of non-fossil fuel-based energy capacity by 2030, set by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The government today said that over 1,59,000 new TB patients have been notified during the 100 days of the intensified TB Mukt Bharat Abhiyan, which has been held since December 7th last year across the country. Minister of State for Health and Family Welfare, Anupriya Patel, informed this in a written reply in the Lok Sabha. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today said the exports from the country are expected to cross $800 billion by the end of the current financial year. Replying to supplementaries during the question hour in the Rajya Sabha, the minister said it is expected to be the highest ever as the exports witness a historic rise, exceeding about $800 billion in 2024-25. The NDA MPs from Bihar today met Prime Minister Narendra Modi at the Parliament House. During the meeting, the MPs of BJP, JDU and LJPR felicitated Mr. Modi. Union Ministers Giriraj Singh, Rajiv Ranjan Singh and Chirag Paswan were also present in the meeting. It came in the backdrop of several announcements by the Centre for Bihar in the Union Budget 2025-26. Later, talking to media, Mr. Giriraj Singh said they met the Prime Minister to thank him for the budget announcements related to Bihar. The Calcutta High Court today dismissed the state government's plea against the life imprisonment of Sanjay Roy in the R.G. Kar Medical College rape and murder case. The division bench of Justices Debanshu Basak and Mohammad Sabbar Rashidi issued the order while accepting a separate appeal related to the CBI in the case. Sanjay Roy was convicted by the Sessions Court and sentenced to life imprisonment in the case on the 20th of January. The state government then appealed to the High Court, challenging the verdict of the Sessions Court and, at the same time, demanding the death sentence for Sanjay Roy. And that is the end of this news bulletin.